So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ezehu Tam ve'ezeh Mu'ud. When does the Sher become a Mu'ud, and when does it revert to its former status of Tam? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mu'ud kol she'idu b'shleisha yamim. A Sher becomes a Mu'ud only in 3 days. If Edom testify that on 3 days the Sher gored another Sher, v'tam, mishayachze b'shleisha yamim. And the Sher reverts to Tam only in 3 days if on 3 days the Sher encountered other oxen and did not gore. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Mu'ud she'idu b'shleisha pa'amim. The Sher becomes a Mu'ud even if in 1 day. If the Edom testify that on 1 day the Sher gored 3 times, v'tam, Koshiya tenekis memash mishin b'ayvein negech, and the Sher reverts to Tam even in 1 day if on 1 day children played with the Sher and they did not try to gore them. The Gemara cites a machlekes Abaye v'Rabba and the source of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding Mu'ud, koshiyidu b'shleisha yamim, that it requires goring in 3 separate days. And according to Rashi, this results in the machlekes whether the owner pays nezik shalim even for the 3rd time or only for the 4th time and further. They disagree in the interpretation of the pasuk regarding Mu'ud. V'imshar nagachu mitzmel shalashem v'huud bebala v'loish merenu. Abaye says the pasuk refers to 4 negichis. T'mel chad, mitzmel tre, shalashem t'lasa. The word t'mel alone connotes a negicha in 1 day. And the additional mem of mitzmel adds a 2nd day. Shalashem means a 3rd day. At this point it becomes a Mu'ud. And that if v'huud bevala v'leish merenu, as Rashi explains, im leishamru b'nogach negich revias misham nezik shalom. If after 3 warnings the owner did not guard his shirt and it gored a 4th time, he pays nezik shalom. However, ashlishis misham palganiska, the shirt is still considered a tam during the 3rd negicha, and the owner pays only chatzin nezik. Rabbi disagrees and says the pasuk refers to 3 negichis. T'mol mitmol chad shulshem trei. The word mitmol connotes only 1 day. Shulshem adds a 2nd day. And if afterward the owner did not guard the shir and it committed a 3rd negicha, he is now a mu'ud and the owner pays nezik shalom. While Rav Meir holds, mu'ud she'idu b'yishleisha pa'amim. The shir becomes a mu'ud even in 1 day because richik negichas of chayiv, kiv negichas of lekalshikin. If he's considered a mu'ud for negicha when the 3 negichas were spread over 3 days, he's certainly a mu'ud for negicha if he committed them all in 1 day. The Gemara cites a braisa which records another 2 opinions. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Mu'ud, that kol she'idu b'yishleisha yamim, and like Rabbi Meir regarding Tam, that she'ya tenekis memashmashin b'yivin negech. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir regarding Mu'ud, that kol she'idu b'yishleisha pamim, and like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Tam, that v'lo yomer shleisha yamim el l'chazar b'lvad. Therefore, Rav Nachman concludes, halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'mu'ud, v'halacha Rabbi Meir b'tam, sh'harabbi Yossi moide lo b'nemuki imay. We follow Rabbi Yossi's rulings because he always clearly explained his reasoning. The Gemara proceeds and inquires, according to the opinion of Mu'ud, kol she'idu b'shleisha yamim, we require 3 days. Shleisha yam diktani, li'udu tura, does the pasuk require 3 days merely to establish that this shir is one that gores? Or li'udu gavra, the 3 days are also to establish that the owner has been duly warned about his shir's nekiches. As the Gemara explains, l'may nafkemina, the asu t'lasa kiti sadi b'chad yoima. The distinction lies in that if the shir gored on 3 days, but the edim warned the owner about old negichas on only 1 day, if we say shleisha yam li'udu tura miyayid, the shir becomes a mu'ud because it gored on 3 days. But if we say shleisha yam li'udu gavra lo miyayid, the shir does not become a mu'ud because the owner was warned only once, and he claims hashtahu dikam asadi bi. I was not pishay in the shmira of my shir, as I was only told now of the 3 negichas. The Gemara cites a braisa to prove that shleisha yamim li'udu tura. The braisa first states, "Ein asher nasa mu'ud, asher yi'udu boi b'fnei bailam u'b'fnei bezin." A shir does not become a mu'ud unless the edim testify before bezin in the presence of the owner, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk states, "Behu ad bevalav ve'ein edus elu bezin." Testimony can be made only in bezin. The braisa then goes into an elaborate case of edim zaymin, which can only be reconciled with shleisha yamim li'udu tura. The Gemara asks another shayla. Ibailahu, hamashasa kabusha chaver bechaver mahu. What's the halacha if one person incites another person's dog to attack a 3rd person? Mashasa vadi patr, the inciter is certainly patr, as Rashi explains, the grama benizakanu. He did not actually commit the damage, he merely caused it. However, regarding bal hakelev mai, do we say that bal hakelev is also patr because matziyamale anomai avinale? He claims, I did not cause my dog to bite him. Or the bal hakelev is chayev because amrinale, came in the adat to be kalbachod mishasi lei umishtasi loy boy lechleshuye. He's told, you are aware that your dog is easily incited to attack people. You should have gotten rid of him. Rava says, even if we assume that if the dog attacked someone else, the balak kelev is chayev. However, she saw who ba'atzmei pater. If the dog attacked the one who incited him, the balak kelev is pater. Because kala mashana uvachar v'shina by pater. The kelev committed an abnormal action in attacking the mashasa only as a result of his abnormal action of shisui, of inciting it. Similarly, Rish Lakish ruled, shti paris b'shus harab, achas rebutzav, achas malachas. If one cow squatted down in the middle of the b'shus harab, and the other cow walked by uvata, mahalachas b'rebutza. The walking cow kicked the squatter, p'tura. Its owner was not obligated to pay for any damage, because of the above reason. The first cow did something unusual in squatting down before the second cow did something unusual in kicking it. However, rebutza b'mahalachas chayev. If the squatter kicked the walking cow, he is obligated to pay because the walking cow did nothing unusual. However, Rava holds that even in the first case, he's chayv, because the squatting only allows the second cow to walk over the squatter, but it does not allow it to kick the squatter.